In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning's Gospel, we have the familiar story of the feeding of the 5,000. When Jesus miraculously fed this great crowd, not just 5,000 people, 5,000 men plus women and children. As this story begins, Christ is in the midst of this great crowd of people who are there in order to receive healing from him. He was probably teaching them as well, teaching and performing miracles, and the people were drawn to him because of his, not just because of his miraculous power, but because of his authenticity. You know, elsewhere in the Gospels it says that the people exclaimed, "No one ever spoke like this man. None of the teachers in the law of the law spoke with such authority." So this crowd is gathered around Christ, and he's ministering to them. And the disciples are observing this scene and realize that in the midst of this great wilderness, there is no food for such masses of people. And so very practically and reasonably, they come to Christ and say, "This is a lonely place. The day is almost over. Send these crowds away so they can go to the villages and get food for themselves." It's very practical, very reasonable, right? But Christ responds in an astonishing way. He doesn't say, "Oh, yes, of course, you're right. Send them away and they can come back later." No, he says, "They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat. You feed them." Now, even though the disciples' suggestion was practically reasonable and sensible, it's not sensible from a spiritual perspective, right? Because more important than their physical hunger is their spiritual need for what Christ is bringing to them, for the word of salvation that he's bringing to them, for the healing that he's bringing into their lives. And so it's more important that they stay than that they go. But Christ makes this request, actually this command, to his disciples, which is incomprehensible. And yet, to their credit, they respond with great humility. They don't say, "You're crazy, we just told you. There's a multitude of people and there's no food here. How are we going to feed them?" No. They say, "Okay, we have 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Christ tells them, "Bring them here to me. The little that you have, even though from a worldly perspective, in the light of human reason, it just is incomprehensible and impossible. Whatever little that you have, bring it to me, and I will make it possible." So they bring to him the little food that they have, and he blesses it and begins to break it into pieces, and there are enough pieces for these thousands of people to eat with 12 basketfuls left over. So the disciples bring to him the little that they have. Jesus breaks it up after blessing it, gives it back to them, and they are able to do what he called upon them to do. There's so many messages and lessons for us in this simple story. First of all, there are so many worldly human considerations that will drive us away from Christ and his church. And it seems very reasonable. Even something as simple as, "Oh, I'm too tired to say my prayers." right? That's very reasonable. You need sleep. You've been working very hard. You've had many responsibilities, but so it's reasonable from a worldly point of view. But this is one of those considerations that can drive us away from Christ, or I'm so hungry I can't fast, or I don't have any time to serve the poor or to study the scriptures. But these are the places where Christ is, these wildernesses from a human perspective, right? From a human perspective, those are all wastes of time. Those are all desolate and wilderness places. But that's where Christ is. And that's where he's speaking that word of salvation and where he is giving that healing. And so we are called upon, like those disciples, to bring Christ the little that we have. That example of being too tired to pray, which I have experienced before as well. But I was given very good advice. Okay, you're too tired to pray, just get up and stand and start your prayers. And then if you're still too tired, then you can go to sleep. Guess what? When you get up and you start your prayers, you find that you have the strength to continue your prayers to the end. Because Christ takes that little that we have and he blesses it and multiplies it. So instead of being held back by those worldly considerations, bring Christ whatever little you have and he will multiply it unto your salvation. To our saving Lord Jesus Christ be glory, honor, and worship, together with his unoriginate Father and his all-holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.